Today's daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Lamed, and we're holding on the bottom, on the lowest line, Amar Abaye. So yesterday we had learned, after all of the dinim of the different levels of full tefillah Shmona Esrei or Chasrei, of course, and then going down to Avinenu, and then getting to the tefillah Katsara, and then getting to the emergency tefillah when you're in Harlem, and then at last we got to tefillah Taderech. And the Girsa that we had in Tefillat HaDerech had something funny about it. I'm sure everybody sensed it. That's not the way we say it. And the reason we don't say it like that is because of today's Gemara. That's not right. When you pray, you should not pray just for yourself. You should pray as a universal need. Anybody on the road is going to need this. Therefore, what you should say, how should you say it? You should say, everything should be, and that way, the tefillah is mekubelet. So now this is not clear, but actually, how to understand this. We pass in both directions. At what point does one pray? At the point that you're on the road. And what does on the road mean? At Kamam Rav Yaakov Rav Chista at Parsa. That is the question. After you've already gone a Parsa? Before you've reached a Parsa? Or a road that at least is a Parsa? So at Kamam would mean starting on the top, coming down. What would be the minimum distance of a road that's called a road as opposed to just being a local journey where you're not really thinking that you're going on a journey? That's the Bahag's approach, and that's true at Parsa. There's also those who learn it's best to say your tefillat HaDerech before, up until the time that you got to the parasa, which the Rama also paskins, which is also kedai, therefore, to say at the beginning of your journey to say the tefillat HaDerech. Ve'eche matzleila, and how, what type of position do you say the tefillat HaDerech? Says Rav Chisso, you should stand, mi'umad. Rav Sheshet Amar, afilu malech, even if you're driving. Rav Chista and Rav Sheshet were both on the road. So, come Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet, he stands in order to say Tefillat HaDerech. So, Rav Sheshet asks his valet, the Shameh, what's Rav Chista doing? Because he suspected that he would have stopped. So, my covered Rav Chista, he stopped and he got up and he's standing there praying. Okay, if that's the case with Manami, the Didi Matzibu, we'll stop too. After all, Miyo Tov, Al Tikra Ra. I mean, if you can be good, why be bad? You know? But he's doing it, I'll do it too. What the heck? It's not so bad. I mean, I don't think you have to do it, but okay. Now, my Ika Ben Havinenu Litvilaksar, huh? On the road.
Standing on
the road? No, on the road. Yeah, we're going to see. He meant how? Standing or driving? Driving.
The person's driving the car is not
a problem. No, not at all.
Not the driver, but maybe the passenger.
Anybody.
Drive himself while driving?
Yeah. Because it's short. Yeah, you know, it's not the kind of like Kriyat Shema that's Bechayav you, where we say you have to get off. And then even over there, you stand on the tree for a minute because it's short. So you're to Koshkin, where you don't even have to have that level of command. Now, my Ika Ben Havidin Litvilak Sarah. So this explains that the question over here isn't the obvious. I mean, what are the differences? The differences are obvious. The Tefillat Ketzarah is only in a place where you're endangered. Havinenu is a replacement for Shmona Esrei under standard circumstances. That's what I was asking. That's obvious. It's asking what in the circumstances where you are supposed to do the Tefillat Ketzarah. What are the differences in how one goes about doing Havinenu and Tefillat Ketzarah? Well, first of all, Havinenu by the Tzor Shalosh Kamayit of the Shalosh Shabbat, but right now, Havinenu takes the place of the middle 13 brachot. But you still have to do the first full three brachot until Akel HaKadosh, and the last three brachot, starting from Avod, all the way through Shalom. V'chimati l'beite, because of that, when you get home, lo b'ayla ma'adar l'tzuluye, you don't have to re-pray. Avinenu is your Shmona Esrei for all intents and purposes. But a tefillah ketzarah is not taking the place of the 18 brachot. Because of that, you do not say the first three brachot, the last three brachot. The whole point of a tefillah ketzarah is that you're in an emergency situation or a semi-emergency, a dangerous situation. So what would be the point of being a tefillah ketzarah if you're going to have to still say all three brachot first and then finish with three brachot later? But because of that, it's not really in locum tefillah. Therefore, kimati labeite by lamahadi letzuliyim. When you do get home, you have to pray. Furthermore, Havinenu is like the Tefillah Shmona Esrei, you say it while you're standing. A Tefillah Ketzarah, you can be walking while you say the Tefillah Ketzarah. You're riding on the Chamor. So here we start talking about being Mechaving Libo, the Yerushalayim, getting off, and so the Braita has in much greater detail. Turn it up. Haya Rochev al HaChamor v'Yigia Zman Tefila. Im Yesh Lo Mishi Yochaz Et HaChamoro. If there's somebody there that will watch your Chamor for you, then get off of the Chamor and pray like you would normally pray in the local telephone booth. But in love, if, however, there's nobody, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't exactly turn off the ignition on your chamor and take the key with you. So how are you going to concentrate on your davening when somebody may just walk off with your chamor, you know? So im lav yeshev b'makomov yitpalel. Stay on your donkey and pray. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, never get out of the car to daven. Benkach, benkach, yeshev b'makomov yitpalel. Who wants to get out of a car and daven in a phone booth, for God's sake? Let's be honest. Where are you going to have more kavana? Driving in the car or standing in the phone booth? Therefore, you should never get out of your car. You're in a rush. You're on the road. The last thing you want to do is pull over to the side of the road to daven. So therefore, daven in your car. Omar Rava, and certainly if you're in an airplane and you're going to have to sit there like a jerk, for sure you should stay in your seat and pray. Omar Rava, v'tein Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that's how we paskin, halacha k'Rebbe. Tana Rabbanan, Suma. Someone is blind and therefore is not really looking anywhere. Or Mishani Cholo Chavenet Aruchot, somebody who's not carrying a GPS, there were at those times people like that. Yechaven Libo Keneged Aviv Sheba Shamayim. Even though he doesn't know where he is and what direction he's facing and so on, in his heart he should be thinking as if his Tefillah is there in the Beit HaMikdash. Shinema Avit Paladu El Hashem. Haya Omeid B'chutz La'aretz. Somebody standing in Chutz La'aretz, in his heart, if he can't see, or literally, if he can see, he should be B'chuchat. K'neged Eretz Yisrael. Sh'ne'emar v'itpalu enecha derech artzam. So all of this is basically taken from Shlomo HaMelech's own tefillot, and he gradually built up, as we'll see, the tefillahs coming from all over the world, to the Beit HaMikdash, to Eretz Yisrael, through the Beit HaMikdash, through the Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, we're going to darshan each one of those gradually. Let's say if you're already in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to be mechaven neged Eretz Yisrael, then yechaven et libok neged Yerushalayim, she'ne'emar v'yitpalelu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher bachart. If you're already in Yerushalayim, you should be mechaven et libok neged Beit HaMikdash, she'ne'emar v'yitpalelu el habayit hazeh. If you're standing in the Beit HaMikdash, yechaven et libok neged Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim, she'ne'emar v'yitpalelu el makom hazeh. How about if you're standing in the Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim? Then what? Yechaven et libo keneged Beit HaKaporet. Basically, your heart should be essentially here. The Rashash takes out the word Beit because now you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, it means you should be mechaven keneged HaKaporet. It's as if you're standing at the Oren Habrit and you're in front of the Kaporet with the Kruvim. So that ultimately, only the way that some of the Rishonim learn is that this does not mean as it appears to, which is progressive. It's always really that ultimately that's where you should be going. It's describing the steps where, I think that the meaning is that if you're able to be mechaven, the literal, where it makes a difference, in other words, you're close enough where it actually makes a difference, where you are facing, as opposed to you're too far away to make any distinction between facing Eretz Yisrael versus Yerushalayim, because you're just, that minute of degree, second of degree is not going to be noticeable. So then it's only in your heart. If you're able to be mechaven in a sense of physical kivun, and you're close enough to make that difference, then of course make that difference physically. But ultimately, in your heart, you should be standing in front of the Beit HaKaporet, or in front of the Kaporet itself. And that's really how we paskin. One of the other meanings of the Gemara is that there's only so far that you can get in your apprehension of Kedusha. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you can't really imagine what it would be like to stand in front, which is really true. The most you could imagine is maybe being in Eretz Yisrael, because you can reconstruct that. But you can't imagine the impact of actually standing in front of the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah, I think that's really the pshat, because experientially, that's really the pshat. You're stuck, essentially, but you simply cannot recreate that for yourself.
So is that correct to say that in shul's here, once you really angle, in kotel as well?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not face, Mizrach.
Correct, yes. Correct. Hayomed achore Beit HaKaporet. Now here's a very interesting Gemara, which the way I understand it is this. I haven't found anybody who explains it this way, but I really think that this is the pshat. if you're standing to the west, you're standing where we are standing, Achore Beit HaKavod, which is behind the Beit HaMikdash. So when you're facing towards the Beit HaMikdash, it's weird because you're facing the rear. And that's not what you're supposed to be facing. You're supposed to be facing the front. So therefore, even though the direction that you're facing is still the Kodesh HaKodeshim and the Aron HaBrit, but in your mind, you should not be standing at the rear. You should be standing in front. And therefore, Yireh Atzmo Ki'ilu Lifnei HaKaporet. That's the point. So Nimtza. But in terms of the physical direction, it means that essentially everybody is looking at the same place. So Omed B'Mizrach, if you're standing to the east, you're facing the west. You're standing in the west, Bachzir Panav L'Mizrach. You're standing in the south, Bachzir Panav L'Tzafon. You're standing at Richie's Island, you turn to the south. Nimtzu Kol Yisrael Mechavnim Et Libam L'Makom Echad. Everybody in the end is essentially facing that same point. Amar Rebavin V'Tem Rebavin Amai Krok Ki Migdal David Savarech. That Savar is the Mokam of the Beit HaMikdash, as we know. That's why it was in the middle instead of on the highest point. It's between the shoulders. And it's... Go away. And yeah, that's the island coming right back to us. And what is that Talpiot? Telpiot. It's the hill where all mouths turn to. Tel Shekol Piot Ponimu. Avodish Movalevi. Both, when they wanted to go on the road, what they would do is they would pray early in the morning before going out. And this means, Rashi's Kodam Hayom. Tosfos understands Rashi's meaning before Alot HaShachar, which he says doesn't make any sense because then you're not Yotze at all in any way. So it doesn't make sense to say that. What it must mean is immediately after Alot HaShachar and before you can be Roe et Chaveiro. So that's not really the Zman to be Mitpalel. And nonetheless, better to do it that way. Even though it's even though it's before Zman Kriyat Shema. And when it comes to Zman Kriyat Shema, you should go and be Mitpalel Kriyat Shema. So what this would mean is that they weren't Yotzei Sbifas Gula L'Tfila. So they didn't want to daven on the way, because they weren't able to be mechavim, probably weren't able to stand, whatever thing. As Rebbe said, you don't get out to stand up. And therefore, it would be better, they held, to say the tefillah, meaning Shmoneh Esrei, right? And then when it came to Zman Kriyat Shema, he said Zman Kriyat Shema, and, you know, what can you do? You split it up in the opposite way. So that was their shita. Kiman, and who were they following in doing this? Ketan. At the time, Yishkim Hatzetva, there, somebody gets up very early, and he's about to leave, and he knows that on the road, he's not going to be able to do his lulav, does a lulav with him, does a megillah with him, or somebody read the megillah, whatever it is. So if it's Rosh Hashanah, you bring the shofar early and let him be tokeya. It's the biyotzi's mitzvah then. Lulav and be menaneh if it's sukkah, if it's purim, megillah, the koreba. So he does what he can do to biyotzi the chiyuv. And then when he's on the road, kishiyagiyah zman kriyat shema, that's when he should be kore kriyat shema. Suppose he gets up early to make a plane. So yishkim leshev bekaron and misvina. So he should pray before going on the flight, mitfalel, even though it's not time to say Kriyat Shema yet. When the Zman Kriyat Shema comes, Kishigei Zman Kriyat Shema, kore. So Reb Shimon and Elazar Omer Benkach, that's not the way to do it. The correct way to do it is to be Mitzvah Gula L'Tfila. And therefore, even though it's sort of a lousy way to pray in the middle of a flight, it's better to be kore Kriyat Shema after Zman Kriyat Shema comes, and your mitfalel then. Kedeshi Yismo Gula L'Tfila, because you want to, after all, say it in the right order. What is their argument? Obviously, one man, the Amar holds, which is the way that Avu, the Shmuel, Levi, were being neglected, the Tanakama, that it's better to be able to stand and have kavana in your tefillah than to be mismar gula l'tefillah. And Marasava, mismar gula l'tefillah, is more important than standing when you're praying. So even though on the flight, you're certainly not going to have to, like an idiot, to get up and daven in the aisle, but you'll have to daven in your seat.
With nine other people.
That, God help us. So you're certainly going to daven in your seat. So anyway, anybody in those minyan is in Yotze, because it has a minyan of Anashim Shvuyim to be mitpalel. So even so, it's better to be mitzvah gula l'tfila.
Is it paskin or is it judgment call?
You're asking how we paskin? It's remarkable that we paskin that you should not be mitzvah gula l'tfila. But for some reason, nobody keeps the psak. As the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's just become sort of everybody does it the other way. But in terms of the Shulchan Aruch, the psak is to do like now Marimar and Marzutra. Now it used to be that the minhag was like this on the Shabbat of the Rigla. They had everybody coming together and would be Dorish. But that was the time of the big drasha, and the drasha would start early and would go on the entire morning. Now Lamaisa, therefore there was none of the standard minyanim during the drasha. If somebody wanted to daven, you would go out and daven. Maybe they gathered together a little shtibel, you know, to get 10 guys out. There were thousands of people in the drasha, and they didn't want to have a period without a drasha and so on. So anybody wanted to go out, if whatever his normal time to daven was, he would go out, find a few friends, daven, or daven the yechidus. But meanwhile, the one who was giving the drasha didn't have time to daven. So Marimar Marzutra, what they used to do is before they went out to start the drasha very early in the morning, they would gather together 10 people in their homes, and they would just say the Shemoneh Esrei, or obviously the Tefillat Shiva, and then Adon Nafkal Pirkei Avot got to give their drosha. Rav Ashi, he was matzli b'halei tzibure b'yochid miyushal, and ki avi hati lebeite other matzli m'umad. Now, what Rav Ashi would do, he didn't like to do that, and he was the Rosh Yeshiva Matan Mechasa, so he also had to give the drosha all day. So what he would do is, he would say a lot of stuff to the Meturgaman, who would then be busy for 10 minutes saying it over to the Am. And while the Meturgaman was saying it over to the Am, he would say quickly himself, he would say Kriyat Shema, Pirkas Kriyat Shema, and Tefillah. But he wouldn't stand up or anything like that. He would just sit in his place and daven while the Meturgaman was speaking. When he got home and he had a chance to be Mechave, he would say it over again. Oh, Malay Rabbanan, why do you do it that way? Why don't you do it like Marim or Marzutra, to get together a minion and you daven before you come? So he said, it's really milt, it's too much trouble for me, I'm going to come late, I don't like doing it that way. So then why don't you do like a Kriyat Shema V'Levi? You could always say at least daven normally in your own before you come, and then just say Kriyat Shema at the time of Zman Kriyat Shema. Why did you do the whole thing in this fashion? Well, Marlo, look, I haven't seen people that came before me, I never saw anybody doing this. All very nice, say it over theoretically, but this is not a text-based religion, you know? So, I have not seen Rabbonim that are older than me. I never saw anybody do that. David Hoffman. Dear President, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein Tvilat Musafin Ela Becheverir. There is no such thing as a Tvilat Musaf for an individual. We only say Tvilat Musaf B'tzibur. There was no Takana, because remember, Tvilat Musaf is not for a place of an individual korban or anything. Nobody themselves would bring a musaf. It's a chiyuv and a tzibur. And it's not rakami. It's just an askar of the yom and of the musaf hayom. So why would an individual be mukhiv to say tefillat musaf? Therefore, they would never metakein tefillat musaf for an individual. That's Rav Elazar ben Azariah's shita. V'chachamim omrim, not true. Bechevrir, v'shelo bechevrir, tefillat musaf is like any other chiyuv. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, says, you guys didn't get it exactly correct, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. He didn't say only a tzibur says musaf. What he said was that where there is a tzibur, then the tzibur says the musaf, and not the yochid. But when there is no tzibur, then every place, and even though you're the only a yochid in that place, has to have a tefillas musaf. So then you become the equivalent of the tzibur, you have to say musaf. That's what he said. But if there's no chever ir, there's no minion in town, then everybody says musaf on their own. Is Rabbi Yehuda saying that an individual is chayav a musaf? So isn't that the same thing as a Tanakhama? Of course it's not. The question is, in a place where there is no minion, so the Tanakhama says there's never a chayav on a yachid, Rabbi Yehuda says there is a chayav. What's so difficult to understand? It's very different. We paskin like the way Rabbi Yehuda explained Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If you're alone and there's no minion in town, you say Musaf. That's very, very good. Because Shmuel actually said, I never once said Musaf when I was on my own, because there was always a minion in Narada. There was only one time where we missed having a minion in Narada, and that's when the IRS came to town and everybody ran away. But other than that, we never missed a minion. So it was Hawi Yuma, that was the day when the Pumuz of the Malka came Lamata. So they had the army come into town that day. It was crazy, and everybody had to barrack them and so on. So that day they couldn't get together for a minyan. And that day was the only time that I said Musaf B'Yochid in Narada, and suddenly B'Yochid. And that was a Yochid Shalobach every year. But, so clearly, what Shmuel was saying is that Allah, is like Rabbi Yehuda, Shita in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Yotiv Rabbi Chanina Kara, Kamele Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Chanina Kara was a Boki in Mikroot, that's what they called him, Kara. So he was in front of Rabbi Yana, V'yati V'kamar, and he was saying over, Halakak Rabbi Yehuda Shomer Shomer Elazar ben Azariah. And Rabbi Yana didn't like that. And he said, Mr. Kara, you can go and be Kara, your Kara Chalavra, get out of here to do your Kara stuff, because we don't listen to this. In Allah, Rabbi Yehuda Shomer 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 Elazar ben Azariah. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Anira Itit Rabbi Yana, I saw Rabbi Yana personally, that he, I can't tell you that I heard what he was saying, but I saw him, Tzoli, well, that's Tzoli. I mean, I'm assuming if he prayed one tefillah, and then I see him praying another tefillah, this is B'yechidut. Obviously, he must have said Shacharit, and then said Musaf. And it was a Mokum of Chavarir, so I can testify that he personally was careful to say Musaf as a Yochid. Omele, Rabbi Yirmila, Rabbi Zerubo, I mean, well, how does he prove that? I mean, maybe it was just the problem of his not saying the first tefillah properly. Maybe Mikar lo kivein da'ate, so he had to pray again. Lebesof kivein da'ate. Because in those days, believe it or not, they actually had kavana for tefillah. So if somebody didn't have kavana, so he would need to daven over again. We paskin, you don't daven over again because you'll probably have less kavana the second time. So what's the point of doing it again? That's basically the way that we deal with all of these issues. Remember, Mi'ikar Adin, you do not daven if you're not Miyushav B'da'atcha, which would mean that we'd never daven. No, seriously. I mean, you know, you come back from a plane flight, you don't daven for the next 3 days, according to that law. As long as you're jet-lagged, you can't daven, you can't concentrate. We don't paskin all of those din because, as the Akronim say, anyway, what do we know from kavanas? It makes a difference if you're jet-lagged or not. You just bevel your mouth anyway. If we're going to be mevatel tefillah because you can't be bechaven, we might as well just cancel tefillah completely. So therefore, we don't do any of these dinim that have to do with kavanah. But in those days, maybe he missed the kavanah the first time. Omar Leh said, look at that. You know, where Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I saw. You don't think that Rabbi Yochanan thought of that and that he knew that that wasn't the case? Don't ask silly questions. And Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have said over something that's irrelevant. I saw him davening to davening. So, the meaning is, I don't know. So obviously, if this is what he's saying that you should know that he said Shacharit and then Musaf. Rabbani and Rabasi, there were 13 very nice shuls in Tveria. They never went there to pray. They insisted on davening in the same place under the Beit HaMidrash where they used to sit during Seder and learn, and that to them was the makom that was miyuchad for tefillah because that's where their Torah was. Some learn even without a minyan, which is miyikra, it's incorrect, but only lamisha Torah tomunato. That there's no musafim in a place where the tzibur is davening. Rukhiya Barava Tzali. Vada Tzali. Rukhiya Barava once prayed and then prayed again. Now, I didn't know what he said. Rabbi Zera was there. He said, well, how come you did that? Why'd you say Shmanasri twice? My time, Avi Marhafi. I mean, I can think that Chas V'Shalom, maybe you weren't Mechavim the first time, but that's not possible. Because obviously we didn't know this in the first Lashon, because then we would have just answered this instead of Chazimai Garvak and Garabba Kamatsil. But I know that that's not possible because Omer Rabbi Elazar, Lo'olam Yimod Adam Atatzroim Bechol HaVinati Bo Yitpala, I mean, Lav'au Yitpala. A person should never try to say his tefillah unless he first has analyzed this state of mind and finds himself to be in a position of being capable to be Yomid B'fnei Hashkina and to pray. So obviously you would never have started davening unless you were able to be Mechavim. So that can't be the explanation. Is it that you forgot Yalav HaYoko? That's what happened. Elo Dolat Kermar D'Reish Yarcha. Did you forget Yalav HaYoko? Vatanya Ta'av Lois Kisharosh. So if that's the reason, if it's Ba'arvit, Ein Machzirinato. Midesh Yacholo Umra B'Shacharit. B'Shacharit Ein Machzirinato. Midesh Yacholo Umra B'Musafim. B'Musafim Ein Machzirinato. Midesh Yacholo Umra B'Mincha. You do not say the Shmonesrei over again if you got Yalav HaYoko. Because as long as you can still say it sometime during the day of Rosh Chodesh, it's okay. Omer lei, no. That's a misunderstanding. Lav yitma lom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained that. That was talking about betzibur. Now, it's a machlokas what that means. But basically, I mean, like the way that we end up passing is of the Shriach Tzibur, he was praying for everybody. He forgot to say Yalav Yov. We don't force the entire Tzibur to hear over the Chazorah Zashat. Okay, there's other pshatim, obviously, as we had before. A yochid is davening and a tzibur is going to hear from the Shmuyach tzibur. And so, but that part doesn't make much sense when it comes to Meirev. Okay, in any event, that's what we're saying. Kama yishe ben tfila letfila. How much time should you wait between your shacharit and musaf, or somebody has to forget Yalav Yov, or whatever the case is? Does he just go like straight back and just daven again, or what? Well, it's a machloket revuna rukhunina. Chad omar, kedei shetitchonin da'ato ala, v'chad omar, kedei sheyitcholel da'ato ala. It's a question of whether, now Rashi says, that basically, there's no argument in terms of the practicalities. It's a question of how to poetically describe your state of mind for tefillah. Okay, I mean, obviously that's on some level. That's true. The difference would be chonen is a lotion of tachanunim. Yitcholel means that a person feels empty inside, which is a different element of the feel. In other words, the sense of the need or the sense of chen and relationship, which is two completely different things. There's a mekor, of course, for each of these in the type of tefillahs. We find Moshe Rabbeinu mandi amar kedesh yitchonen da'ato. We find Moshe Rabbeinu saying the etchanan el Hashem. Obviously, those are different states. One is very personal in the sense of his own, but the other one is vat vayechal, which you're begging for something. You feel desperate for something. It's a different issue. Oh, by the way, I just want you to know that difference is actually expressed by halacha in how you stand. As we're about to see some of the halachas about that in the coming parak. Ta'av lo yizkir shel Rosh Chodesh arvit in matzirinato. If you miss, this is shul halacha, if you miss the Ayalav Yavo at night, you do not say the davening again. Why is that? Because even at the time of Beit Din, when they would be Mekadesh the Chodesh, it would not be Mekadesh Chodesh at night, because it says Mishpat alo Yaakov, and that the din of Mishpat is dafka biyom. And therefore, in Beit Din, Mekadeshina ta Chodesh alo biyom. So if you miss it, you miss it, because that's not the Iker's man of the Kedush of Rosh Chodesh. Omra Amemar, wow, that's Mistavra Milta, when Rav says that. If you miss the first night of a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, you know, so that I understand. So there, it's a Chodesh Malay, so today is the 30th day, really, of the previous month, so we call it Rosh Chodesh, because it's right to be a full Rosh Chodesh, but it's not really the beginning of the month. Maybe that's what he meant, but I mean, if it's Chodesh Chaser, this is the only opportunity you have. You're not going to have tomorrow night to say Ma'ariv. I mean, would he say you don't say it again? I think not. Then, Magzrinoto. Did you hear what Rav said? He didn't say your svara. He said a tam. His tam was ein beitin mekachin ala b'yom. Mali chaser mali b'mali mali. Ela lo shna. Don't give your own explanations of Rav. Hadron ala tefilat ha-shachar.
Dr.
Eichel. Yeah, he made up for it with the parrot.
I realize it.
Ein obdim litvalel ala mitoch kovid rosh. You have to have a sense of seriousness and presence. Gravitas. Chasidim arishonim, ayu shoyim sha'achat mitpalalim kedei shekavnu libam, la'avim shebashamayim. People, once upon a time, used to sit for an hour meditating before they would begin their tefillah. Afilu ha'melech she'ev shalom, in the middle of your tefillah, even if it means a melech Yisrael, as we'll see, he speaks to you, lo yeshivenu. Afilu nachash karucha la'kevo, even if you've got a snake wrapped around your akev. Wow, that's where snakes usually go, huh? And lo yafsik, nonetheless, do not stop your praying. Of course, we know a horrible story where somebody did not do that.
Yes.
Moshe Rabbeinu. This thing turns into a snake and he runs. He's in the middle of time, back on the oracle. You know, he's supposed to be mopsing for a melech. What's going on? Says the Gemara, you know what I mean? Omer Rabbi Elazar, the Omer Akra, the Yimarat Nefesh. As we saw earlier, Chana represents to us elements of Tachanunim as her name, and she is the Makar of the Tfilot HaRosh Hashanah. So that's where we get the idea that we can have nine brachot, keneged ha'askarot and her tefillah. We learn other things, as we're going to see. We learn many things from Chana. But one of the things from Chana that we learn is it says, v'himarat nefesh. That tefillah of Chana becomes a model for tefillah. And since it says there that she was feeling very embittered with her life, that's the way a person should sense whatever's missing them. That's Kavod Rosh. Nah, come on. I mean, the Machana Shina. Well, that was a very special situation where she's going through hell. And Avi Marira Libatuva. And that was perhaps what triggered her tefillah. But we certainly can't take what triggered her tefillah as a definition of the state of mind of tefillah in general. Elam Rav Yosef Rav Yekna. Okay, you're right. How about this? David HaMelech writes, Vani berov chastecha vo beitecha eshtachavel echal kachech. Obviously, this is keneged the Aveda, which Aveda B'Lev is tefillah, b'yir atecha. So that means that it has to be in a state of yira. You can't use David as a model. Dilma David Shine, I mean, David, the whole Tehillim is all about the way in which he was mitzayir, nafshi, barachme, tuva. You're going to compare yourself to David in his sense of desperation and his profound tefillahs. We're going to say that that's the model for everybody's tefillah. That can't be it. Okay. But what we can learn it out is from the actual mitzvah, avul Hashem, ishtach avul Hashem, b'hadrat kodesh. That's the way you're supposed to be. And Hadrat Kodesh should be understood not as Hadrat, but rather Haradat Kodesh. What right do you have to change the meaning? Hadrat Kodesh doesn't make sense. Maybe it means Hadrat Kodesh, which means dress nicely when you pray. Don't look like a slob. Look Nuhudar. Hadrat Mamash, like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda first was Betzayin Nafshe. He dressed to kill. And then he went into daven. You don't come in like a slob, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put on a filthy black hat and a dirty jacket. Yeah. Now I'm dressed for tefillah. That's for sure. Now, this is where I was mentioning to you that there's a difference in how one actually conducts themselves. That's the truth. So if it's be'idan tsara, we're going to see there's a difference where things are desperate, so then you come in like an oni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you put your hands on over your heart and so on. Those are all those dinam are said in Be'ez Tzorah, where things are nice and the ikar focus of your tefillah is on Haidah and on how wonderful life is. Then you concentrate on the other element of it, looking beautiful and being happy and so on. But in any event, you certainly can't say that Hadar is Charad. Elam Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Mihalka. It says beferish, Ivdu et Hashem b'yirah, okay? Ivdu et Hashem, do we agree, is Avodah B'Lev. I mean, certainly, this is the Ikara Avodah, as it says, Lilvavecha. Therefore, it says, okay, it has to be B'yira, and Gilu B'ra'ada. What's the last part mean? Gilu B'ra'ada? Om Ravada Barmat, Om Arava. Yes, it means B'makom Gila. And even if you're in a place where it's very happy, the orchestra's playing, everybody's dancing, people are jumping around, being Misamecha, Samakala, whatever it is, Shom Te'ira'ada, no matter what happy things you're going through, there should always be the sense of disaster looming in the background. Richard can tell us all about that.
Yeah, my wife is the world's foremost authority.
That's right. So, the better it gets, the worse it is. So,
the signs of things are going to...
Yeah. So, Shem Te'ra'adah, in reality, there's always the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Hakpada on recognizing the true state of affairs in your own nefesh. Abaya, Avayatif, Kamid Rabba. Abaya was once sitting in front of Rabba. And Chazav Gabarak Tuva Rabba sees that he's like in a really good mood, and he's laughing, and he's having fun. He says that Gilu Baradakti, a little bit of control. Oh, Malay Anatvilin Anakta. I'm wearing tefillin. If somebody's wearing tefillin, Rashi learns that the tefillin, the fact that I'm wearing tefillin, is a proof that I'm obviously haven't gone over the edge. Or I wouldn't wear my tefillin, because a person, when he wears tefillin, is showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is part of his awareness. The Rambam, amazingly, learns, it's incredible. I mean, obviously, doesn't say it's a Pirush on the Gemara, but in Hilchot Tefillin, where he describes the state of mind of tefillin, he learns that tefillin caused that. You know, the moment that you put on tefillin, you are a Yerei Shamayim. So that it's that, you know, what are you telling me to control myself? You see, I'm wearing tefillin. I need you to tell me to control myself. My tefillin control me. Same thing happened with Rabbi Yirmiyahu. It was Yatif Kamid Rabbi Zera. Chazid of Kabarach. It's amazing that Tom said, I understand, Rabbi, I got my tefillin on. What's the problem? I think I'm an idiot or my tefillin are puzzle. All my life. So he tells him, what are you laughing around so much with your friends? B'chol etzev yemotar. In all elements of pain, there's advantages. Keep in mind the reality of the human condition. I'm not feeling a machna. I'm sitting wearing my tefillin. What do you have to be more me? Omer Abaye. Le'olam neshate finish nafshi b'aret tziburi. That's not the way to say tefillat ha'derech. Ve'echi neima. Yiratzom ha'fanech ha'shem elokeinu. Sh'tolichenu l'shalom, etc. Eimat matzi. Omer Rav Yaakov. Omer Rav Chista. Misha'ah shemahalech b'aderech. At kama. What defines the derech. How long about walking on the derech are you? Omer Rav Yaakov. Omer Rav Chista. At parsa. Eichi matzi. Omer Rav Chista. M'mumat. Rav Shishit Abar filo ma'alech. Rav Chista Rav Sheshit Avakazi Baurcha Kam Rav Chista Kam Atzi Omer Rav Sheshit Lashami My Kavit Rav Chista Omer Lekoyim Atzi Omer Okay, fine Ukwa Nama Lodidi Vatzi Look, Biyot Tov Alti Karei Ra I mean, I can manage My Ika Bina Vinenu Tvila Kitzar Vinenu Boy Litzli Shalosh Kamay Tov Vishalosh Bat Raita Vichimat Lubet Allah Lo Boy Lama Hada Litzli But Tvila Kitzara The, over there, low boy, let's say, low shalosh kamaita, low shalosh bat raita. But because of that, kibot to the baiti, boy, the matter looks slew yet. Vilgada, veninu mu'umad, tvilak sarah, bein mu'umad, bein me'alech. Hayaroche velachamor, turn around one. Hayaroche velachamor, vigi esman, tvilam yeshul mishi yachizet, chamor, o yered lamatavit palel. Vim laf, yeshib bim komov yitpal, rebi amar benkach u benkach, yeshib bim komov yitpal, shen datom yoshevet alav. Omer Rabbi Vitamin Rishab and Levi, Allah Haker Rabbi, Tan Rabban Sumish, and Yokalakavin at the Rukhot, Yakavin Libo, Kenegat of Yishrash, Mindjam Rabbit Pavla Shem. I all made the Chutz, or it's Yakavin Libo, Kenegat Eretz Rosh and Hamar, Vit Paladoe Lakaderek Artsam. I all made Eretz Israel, Yakavin to Bokanegat Yushalayim, Shinam Avit Paladoe Lashem Derek Haira Shabaharata. I all made Yushalayim, Yakavin to Bokanegat Beta Midak, Shinam Avit Paladu El Habait, as it. היום מת בבית המקדש שכוון לתבוא כנגד בית קודש הקודשים שנאמר והתפללו על המקום הזה היום מת בבית קודש הקודשים וכוון לתבוא כנגד בית הכפורת היום מת אחורי בית הכפורת יראה עצמו כאילו לפני הכפורת נמצא עומד במזרח, מחזיר פניו למערב, מערב, מחזיר פניו למזרח, בדרום, מחזיר לצפון, בצפון, מחזיר פניו לדרום. נמצאו כל יסרו וחב נמטלים במקום אחד. עומר רבובין מיתם רבובינה, מייקרו מכמגדל דוד צברך, בנוי לטל פיות, טל שכל פיות פונים בו. אבו זה שמור ולוי, כי אבי בו למה פק לבורך אבי מקד מיומץ וכי אבי מות זמן קריאות שבא קורו, כמען כי הייתה נדתה נשכים לצאת הדרך מביא לו שופר ותוקע, לולה ומנענע, מגילה וקורא בה, וכשיגיע זמן קריאות שבא, קורא, ישכים לשב בקרון ובספינה, מתפלל, וכשיגיע זמן קריאות שבא, קורא. ושומעים גם ליל אומר, בין כך ובין כך, keep it in order, pray in your seat, קורא קריאות שבא ומתפלל, כדי שיזמור גולת התפילה, ומה כבי פגי? Sava Tvila Mu'umad is audit from Mitzvah Gula Tvila. Marzara Mitzvah Gula Tvila is audit from standing. Marim Amar Zutra Bin Mechanfe Be'asor B'Shabbat D'Rigla U'Metzali and then he went out to give the shir. Rav Ashi, he was Metzali about a Tziburi B'Yochid Mi'ushav and let the Meturgaman go on talking while he prayed. And then Gavet to the Beit Adar Matzi Mu'umad with proper Kavona. Amil Rabbana, why don't you do like Marim Amar Zutra? I'm not Rechali Milta. V'Lavin Mark Avud Shmuv Alei. Isn't that the same thing as the Tanakama? Of course not. Ikeve nayo yachid shelo b'chavirir. Tanakama sarva yachid is always potter. Rabbi Yehuda sarva chayav. Omer Rabbi Nabachin and Amr Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lach Rabbi Yehuda Shomer Shomer Lo Lazim and Azariya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi excellent psak. Shabbat Gamer Rabbi Shmo Omi Yomai. Lo Matzin at Tzlut at the Masaf of Yachim and Ardo. Lavar me Ahu Yoma Adata Po Musa Lamak Lamata. Vat Vili Rabbana Velo Tzalo in the Tzibur. So that day I was Tzalo Libi Yachid. And that was a yachid shalom b'chaveri. Yotiv Rebbe Chanina Kara, Kamid Rebbe Yana, v'yotiv, v'kam alach k'rab Yudah Shomer Shomer L'olatim Nazayah. Omalai Mr. Kara, po Kara, Kara Chalivra. Inalak Rav Yehuda Rabban Rishon Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Yochanan actually saw Rav Yanai Halacha Lamaisa. The Tzali by the Tzali. Then there was an individual. Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zera. Maybe it was just because of Kivin Daite. The Mitzvah of Kivin Daite. Amalei Chazim Ben Gavra Rabban Kamasi Nalei. Rabami Rav Asi Abba Gadavel Tleisa Ben Klishta Betveria. Lo Avi Matur Ben Yamudi Echad Avi Garasi. Itmar is Rabbi Dimiushim Rabbeinu Amar Halacha Rav Yehuda Rabban Rishon Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Reb Chiya Bar Abba, person with Tzali Vada Tzali. Omele Reb Zera, my time of in Marhafi. Ilan Mishim Golor Bechavin Mar Daite, can't be. Omele Reb Elazar, Lo Olam Yimoda Dama Datzmo, Im Yecholo Kavene Tebo Yitpalel, Im Lavav Yitpalel. Ela Dolo Yitka Mar Derech Yarcha. So what? Otanya Tavlo is Kishosh Chosh Barvit, Im Magzirin Tov Shecholom Rab Shacharit, Bishacharit, Im Magzirin Tov Shecholom Rab Musafim, Bumusafim, Im Magzirin Tov Shecholom Rab Mincha, Omarle, Lavit Marlo, On Rav Yochanan, it's talking about in a Tzibur. Kama Yishe Ben Tfila L'Tfila. Ravuna Rav Kanina Charamar, Kedai Shetitchon Nein Da'ato Alav, Charamar Kedai Shetitchon Lel Da'ato Alav. Man Di Omar Kedai Shetitchon Nein Da'ato Alav Dikhtib, Va'et Chanan El Hashem. Man Di Omar Kedai Shetitchon Lel Da'ato Alav Dikhtib, Va'chal Moshe. Omar Ravan and Omar Rav Tov, Elo Yitzke Sharosh Chodesh Aravit, Ein Machzirin Ato, Lefish Ein Beit Din Mekachit Et HaChodesh Elo Beyom. Omar Memawal, that's Bistabra Milta the Rav, in a Chodesh Malay on the first night. But a Chodesh Chaser was only one night. Machzirin Ato, Omar Rav Asher Memawal Mechte. Rav Taimika Omar, that Tam is irrelevant. Mali Chaser, Mali Malay. Elo Loshna. Adon Lach Tvata Shachar. Ein Omdim Litpalel Ad Mitoch Kovid Rosh Chassidim Arishonim Ayoshonim Shachar Mitpalelim Kidei Shichavnu Libam Laviyem Shabbat Shamayim Afilu Amelach Shabbat Shlomo Lo Yeshivenu Afilu Nachash Karuch Ala Kevo Lo Yavzik Binani Milen Omar Rabbi Elazar de Makrovi Hi Morat Nefesh Mimai Dima Chana Shaini Hava Marira Liba Tuva Elam Rabbi Ezra Rabbi Chanin Ma'och Vani Baruch Chastecha Avo Beitecha Shtachav Alecha Kodshecha B'yiratecha Mimai Dima Dovid Shaini Dima Mitzar Nafsh Barach Mituva Elam Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi Yoch Hishtachav Hashem Behadrat Kodesh Al Tikrei Behadrat Elo Becharadat Mimai Dima Liyom Amin Lachadrat Mamash, the other review that I'm with Sayin Afshivada Matsne. Elon Ragmi to me, Hoka, Ivdo Tashem Beer, Ah, Vigilubera Ada, my Vigilubera Ada, Omravada Marata, Omarava, it means even if you're in a Mokum Gila, Shom Tehira Ada, Abaya Vyata Kamedar, Abkhazir Avika Bodak Tuva, Omar, what's better with you? Vigilubera Ada, Tiva, and a Twilin Manakhva, Revere me Avyata Kamedar Revizera, Khazavika Bodak Tuva, the whole Etsi Yamotak Tiva, I'm not feeling come on after now.